was now seconds away. Suddenly the pilot announced over the intercom, "We are beginning our final descent. At this moment, in accordance with international aviation codes established at Geneva, it is my obligation to inform you that if you believe in God, you should commence prayer." I'm happy to report that the belly landing occurred without a hitch. No one was injured. And aside from some rather extensive damage to the plane, the airline hardly remembered the incident a few years later. In fact, a relative of one of the passengers called the airline the very next day and asked about the prayer rule the pilot had quoted. No one volunteered any information on the subject. Back to that cool reserve, it was simply no comment. Amazing. The only thing that brought out into the open a deep-down secret rule was crisis. Pushed to the brink, back to the wall, right up to the wire, all escape routes closed, only then does our society crack open a hint of recognition that God just might be there, and if you believe, you should commence prayer. Reminds me of a dialogue I watched on the tube the other evening. The guy being interviewed had, quote, come back alive from Mount St. Helens with pictures and soundtrack of his own personal nightmare. A reporter for a local television station, he was in close proximity to the crater when the mountain suddenly rumbled to life, spewing steam and ash miles into the air. The reporter literally ran for his life, with camera rolling and mic on. The pictures were, of course, blurred and murky, but his voice was something else. Periodically, he'd click on his gear. He admitted after all this was played on the talk show that he only vaguely recalled saying many of the things he said. It was eerie, almost too personal to be disclosed. He breathed deeply, sobbed several times, panted, and he spoke directly to the living God. There was no formality here, no cliches, just the despairing cry of a creature in a crisis. Things like, "Oh, God, oh, my God, help, help, oh, Lord God, get me through, God, I need you. Please help me. I don't know where I am." Then there'd be more sobbing, more rapid breathing, spitting, gagging, coughing and panting. "It's so hot, so dark. Help me. God, please, please, please. Oh, God." There's nothing to compare with crisis when it comes to finding out the otherwise hidden truth of the soul. Any soul. Now, we may mask it, ignore it, pass it off with cool sophistication and intellectual denial. But take away the cushion of comfort. Remove the shield of safety. Interject the threat of death without the presence of people to take the panic out of the moment. And I'll tell you, it's fairly certain most in the ranks of humanity commence prayer. David certainly did. When in the slimy pit, the mud and the mire, he testifies that Jehovah heard his cry.